So, unfortunately, again, you might expect that at some point in the future, this strategy might not continue to work and she might again have disease progression. One option at that point might be to go back to bevacizumab, maybe change the chemotherapy. I mean, theoretically, she could get FOLFOX or something like that again. But beyond that, what are some of the options that you think might lay in her future?
Well, actually, we've had a lot of discussions. She always wants to know what's the next thing. And I think you bring up a good point. Revisiting some of these drugs, in particular the FOLFOX and FOLFOX plus the bevacizumab, would be potentially beneficial. We've also discussed the possibility of using one of the newer agents, regorafenib, which I think would be also an option for her. And beyond that, we'd have to kind of think a little bit more in the clinical trial realm, probably, for treatment options for her.
So that does really lead into the question of regorafenib because it really is in patients like her and most people with metastatic disease when you kind of get beyond the basic chemotherapy and biologic strategies, anti-angiogenesis, and if they don't have a KRAS mutant tumor, one of the EGFR antibodies. And that's kind of where this new, more recently approved Asian oral TKI, tyrosine kinase inhibitor, regorafenib comes into play.